Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Side, and we are here every Thursday, live or replay, with a great friend of ours. Her name is Janine Avila. Now, Janine started to do our radio shows a lot, many years ago, and we've been doing them ever since, and she's been traveling and a whole bunch of other stuff going on, so we'll have a little bit more regular radio shows today, but we started one last week with a special guest of hers, and she announced that they would be on the radio show today, but they were doing a convention or a big meeting or something like that, so the time of 8:30 doesn't change, but their location may, so she's at dinner with her friend, and we're going to keep this one relatively short because we want them to enjoy their dinner, and we'll be able to do many of these things on the phone whenever they are situated in a more stable place, if you will, because I don't know if the reception is going to keep on going or not. But welcome to Building Fortunes Radio, and if you want to hear the first one, go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. So, Janine, thanks for being here on your own radio show, and thank goodness dinner. So thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter, and it's a pleasure. I don't mind breaking away from dinner because doing this show is one of my favorite things because working from home and the industry I got involved in gave me the life I wanted, and I'm happy to give back and share, and especially when I have fun and exciting guests with me. And if you were listening last week, I had Austin Zuloff, who's just all-around great person, savvy businessman. He knows how to help people be successful working from home, and we've partnered up and have been doing some fun things together, and we're out here in Dallas, Texas tonight, and we're just really shaking it up. We're going to do an event tomorrow night. So thank you for tuning in. Your time is valuable, and we know that. And if you did not hear the show last week, you can go to JanineAvila.com and click on the tab that says podcast, and you can hear the past shows. And if you've regrouped and you're starting a business to work from home and you just kind of need some ideas and guidance, you can go back through and listen to past shows. And setting up your home office and setting up your environment to be successful is what I love to help people with. So thank you for listening. And we talked about healthy habits last week. And, you know, it's not foreign to any of you that in January people kind of regroup and they want to get the year started off right. We have a clean slate. We're going to start over. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about tonight and that I'm very interested in and in tune with and my friend and guest Austin Zuloff has too is starting healthy habits with getting things in order. And we talked about mindset quite a bit last week, which is very important. And tonight I want to talk to you about the products that you put in your body and eating healthy so that your body is going to function at optimal performance. And I know everybody has goals about that, but sticking to those goals and getting started, and here we are, it's, you know, the 18th of January, but that's when people really kind of kick into gear, about the third week of January. So I'm just going to start off by introducing you to my guest who's sitting right here with me in Dallas, Texas tonight, Austin Zuloff. Austin, you got a lot of listeners ready to hear some advice you might have for them to how to get their new year started off right.
Well, Janine, it's just a pleasure to be here with you and in Dallas, relaxing out to dinner at Gloria's out here in Addison. And I'm really looking forward to the weekend. The group that you've put together is dynamic, remarkable leaders from all different types of fields in the healthcare profession and stay-at-home moms, anything you can think of. So I'm really excited to address that group tomorrow and Saturday for sure. And you know, whenever we were continuing to talk about healthy habits, I know that last episode we spoke about mental habits, physical habits, things that you can do with your morning routine and having your morning start off right the night before. And whenever you asked to continue this, you know, I thought, what would be better than talking about, in terms of habits, setting standards for how you treat yourself or what you accept from yourself and what you accept from others. And so with me, I know that the first day here, we got a chance to sit down with the CEO of the company that that we're going to be talking about their nutritional products the next couple of days. And, you know, this gentleman is 59 years young. Whenever I came in the gym in the morning, he was on the cycle, right? He was on the bicycle, and he didn't just get there. He had been there a while. And then I go sit at the bench, and I'm lifting my weights. I'm doing my routine, and he gets on the treadmill, and he puts down 1.6 miles like it was nothing, you know, and didn't cool down, didn't stop to walk, didn't anything like that. I tried to keep up with him the next day, and I'm still sore. Right. And the reason why is two things, but it boils down to habits. It boils down to the daily habit of what he does and the standard he sets for himself in terms of his physical training. Right. And it's little stuff. You know, I can't just start running 1.6 miles like Jean-Michel did, but I can start slow and I can get to that. I can exceed that over time by starting that habit. But then it's also what we allow, what we accept from ourselves in terms of what we put in our body. And the A3 spirulina maxima, the blue-green algae that he's been taking daily for going on 10 years now, he's given us multiple instances in which that has made all the difference with pro athletes, with regular people and their performance, both mental and physical. And so it's just those habits of what you do every single day, inch by inch, life's a cinch, yard by yard, life is hard. And so it's just that taking one step each day. And if you're just working out 5-10 minutes a day, getting on the treadmill, getting on the bicycle, going up and down some stairs, being active, getting up, moving around a little bit. And before you know it, you're a Jean-Michel, you know, being on the bicycle and then getting up and running 1.6 miles in the morning and doing a full 12 to 14-hour day and outrunning these 19 and 20-year-old kids because you've made it a habit physically, you know, to do something each day to better yourself. And in terms of the nutrition, honestly, I can't think of anything better than the A3 spirulina maxima. That blue-green algae has made a huge difference in terms of my energy levels, my cognitive levels, my ability to focus, concentrate, think on my feet. And it has helped with my physical training tremendously. So I'm just grateful to be able to talk to the group that you've assembled over the next couple of days.
Good. Well, and I'm thrilled to hear this because if you're one of my loyal listeners or anybody that's known me for any length of time, you know that I've been a spirulina advocate for most of my life. I raised my kids on it, my grandkids, and it's about fueling your body. And when you hear this, and for those of you, and I've been talking to people who are trying to get their exercise routines on and whatever age you're at, and when you put the proper nutrition in the body, your body wants to be well and it wants to perform well. And when you put the right building blocks in your body, and spirulina has got all the essential amino acids in their natural form, and they're easily assimilated in the body. And what happens when you do that, your body will start to perform the way you want it to perform. And you pay attention to it. And if you want to eat some of the stuff that you eat, and I'm not going to say I'm not an all clean eater. I like to enjoy my junk food from time to time and things like that. But the spirulina is nutritional insurance. You're going to make sure your body is getting what it needs to be well. And this is not the time to have a weak immune system. We all know that.
Right.
And while we're talking about that, and I'm talking about my children, I've fed my kids since my grandson, Christopher, was 18 months old. We started him on it. And you want to fuel the kids. Don't just fill up the kids. Fuel the kids with proper nutrition. And you'll be surprised. All of the things that many of the problems, ADD and all these things that people say the kids have, when you're putting proper nutrition in the body and you're feeding the brain and you're feeding the body what it needs, you'll be amazed at the difference you'll see in your kids and in yourself. And so I mean, I feel strongly about this, and this isn't what somebody told me. This is something I know and I've experienced for most of my life. And I can't stress anymore the importance of starting your day with proper nutrition, and then everything else will start to fall together for you. And, Austin, I wanted you to share a little bit. You talked a little bit last week about what your routine is. How do you take your, what is it, A3?
Yeah.
Say it again.
A3, so, spirulina maximum.
Well, how do you take that?
Yeah, so that's the patented strain of blue-green algae that that they've developed over in Luxembourg that we take daily. So for me, I take it a couple of different ways. But every single morning, my kids and I've got a 9-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 17-year-old. And I know I look like I'm 21 myself, but
you
I'm
do.
40.
You do.
So, yeah, I feel it. But yeah. So we all take it the same way. So I have a protein shake that I take. It's just vanilla, nothing real special about it. It is a vegan protein shake. So we take
but
one
I know you're
scoop
not
of that.
Vegan.
I'm not. I make sure to eat steak and eggs every single day, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we first thing in the morning, we drink plenty of water. That way we stay hydrated, keep ourselves hydrated. And then we take a protein shake with the A3 Spirulina Maxima. So it's one scoop of the protein shake. It's not a meal replacement shake, although you can use that. And we just take one serving. And two out of my three kids are very, very picky eaters. They're very picky with flavors and consistencies and odors and everything. And it's unanimous, every single one of them love waking up to take protein and their A3 Spirulina Maxima, because after a while your body starts to crave it. So you wake up and you desire this because your body is starting to get what it needs to be able to do what it's supposed to do. I always tell them, you know, hey, if you give your body what it's supposed to have, it'll do what it's supposed to do. And so we wake up, we take the protein, we take the A3 first thing in the morning. With our little blender bottles, we shake it up and we we talk for a little while, and that's our breakfast. And then sometime in the middle of the day, depending on what I'm doing, a lot of times I'll take it again and I'll have my oatmeal or I'll have some other meal, and I'll just sprinkle it right over top of that. In fact, Jean-Michel was telling me that he made some tiramisu, which I love tiramisu.
I've never had it with
him. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, and he's got tons of recipes, but he substituted the cacao that you sprinkle over the top of it with the A3 Spirulina Maxima. And so what matters most is that you just get it in your body, because it knows what to do. It knows what to do and what you need. So you just get it in your body, and it'll do the rest.
Well, and I know that for a fact because I wanted to say 10 years ago, and then I wanted to say 20, but it was really about 35 years ago. I heard that you could live on spirulina, that it had more protein than steak, and it had all these nutritional factors and things like that, and I'd never heard of it before, and it sounded like marketing hype to me, so I decided to test it, and I was going to do a 21-day fast on spirulina to see if it was true what everybody said, and I went 30, and then I ended up going 45 days, and I had so much energy, I couldn't believe it, and I wasn't hungry, because spirulina contains phenylalanine, which is an appetite suppressant, and when you bypass the glands in your mouth that are making you hungry, after like the third day, I was just full of energy. I was actually driving everybody crazy, because I was just never stopping to eat, and I still... Most of my life, I've carried a 500-tab bottle of spirulina around with me in the car. So even if I do stop and get some fast food or do something or with the kids or the grandkids, I'm like, you need to take these tablets with it, because that's nutritional insurance, because I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get anything. And I'm not saying you won't, but I'm telling you, it can really increase your odds of better health.
Give your body a fighting chance.
That's right. That's right. And it strengthens the body. And this is where we're going in 2024. We're in kind of uncharted waters with all the things going on in the world. But if you have made a resolution, or you're listening to this show and you're thinking, man, I need to do something, maybe you don't have the energy to do the workout that you want. Start to strengthen your body and take, like Austin said, small steps, baby steps, inch by inch, and you'll start to see a difference. And make these habits so that you do it every day, because it's consistency that creates the perseverance that you need. And then you'll find yourself with feeling less overwhelmed and less stress and less anxiety. It's amazing, because we all know that the brain has everything it needs to help you. But when you fuel the body, you find an amazing difference. And that's just why I'm grateful that you were able to get on the show tonight, Austin. I know you had an amazing lifestyle with the way you do your life and your family and your kids. And I've been able to watch that on Facebook, and, you know, we all get a chance to see some things, but spending time with Austin in person and watching how he treats people and how you do your life is a great testament to what you're doing. And I just felt so grateful to have you on the show. And Peter, do you have anything you wanted to ask or comment?
No, all great information. Keep going.
Okay. Well, we will. And Austin, so people want to get some of this A31 spirulina maxima. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, A3 spirulina maxima. Yeah.
Okay. So how does, if I was listening to this show right now, okay, where do I get it? How do I do that? How can they do
that? Yeah. So I've got a good friend of mine, Janine, and I would just get in contact with Janine. That way you can get the link to order it directly. To be honest with you, that would probably be the best way to go about it. And so we've given you all the websites and information, so you can just give that to your listeners, whoever is seeking that out. But, you know, the main thing is we're not getting, even if you eat organic, and there was a point in time in my life in which I went vegan, I went pescatarian for 2 years, I completely gave up alcohol. You know, I've tried those diets, and my blood work really didn't change too awful much. And I was doing it for myself because I had high blood pressure, bad cholesterol, and triglycerides. Then I was tired all the time. I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, and I couldn't do anything to not be exhausted to the point where I didn't want to do anything. And I fought anxiety my entire life. And so I will say that when you give your body what it's supposed to have, it does what it's supposed to do. Your mind as well, when you give your mind what it's supposed to have, it does what it's supposed to do. And so for me, just having a little bit of exercise each day, just a little bit, every single day. I can tell a difference when I don't have it, but having that little bit of exercise every single day, first thing in the morning, getting my heart pumping, that does a host of different things. It releases BDNF in your brain, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And so, you know, there's a whole pharmacy of you know, things that are released, neurotransmitters and chemicals in your brain. So, you know, just getting your heart beating fast first thing in the morning, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, and then breathing and calming down and getting your body out of that fight-or-flight response and getting the cortisol levels to drop, the stress hormone to drop. Just that alone does so much for you, but you can't outrun a bad diet.
Right.
So no matter what you're doing, even if you're eating organic like I was, or you're eating pescatarian like I was, or you've tried all the diets like I did, you can't get the nutrients, the amino acids, the amount of vitamins, minerals, everything that you need just by eating right alone. You have no choice but to supplement. And the best thing that I've found, and I've looked at, you know, how you use a vitamin and a specific mineral compound to activate each other, or how you, you know, take this amino acid properly to be able to utilize this particular protein or whatever the case may be. I've looked at the science. It's not just me. I'm not the most intelligent. I've sought out people who know better, and doctors, naturopaths. And the best thing that I know of to put in your body, and this includes the $1,000 shots of different stuff and, you know, whatever, the best thing that I know is it's just a few dollars. Really, it's the A3 spirulina maxima. That, to me, is like you said, nutritional insurance. I love that you put nutritional insurance. That's That's a great way to put it, Janine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've experienced it, and I want everybody to do well, and I appreciate everybody that's listening in to the show tonight. And if you want some information, if you're an emailer and you like to email, you can email Janine@JanineAvila.com, JanineAvila@JanineAvila.com. You guys, most of you that are listening have been to my website. You can go to my Facebook. If you like to use the phone more than you like to email, you can call. I have a 24/7 number set up. It's 214-984-0040. That's 214-984-0040. Speak clearly and slowly and say, send me the information, and we will. I just really want to see everybody hit their goals. We're probably going to do some really fun stuff. I want to hear from you listeners what your experience has been and what your goals are. And Peter's right. I have been traveling a lot. I've had a lot of family stuff going on. But this show is really one of the highlights of my week. And when I get the email from you guys after the show, things that we've done or guests that I brought on that have helped you, that's very rewarding to me. If you're trying to set yourself up to work from home, you know, with a cell phone and a good company, you can make money from anywhere in the world. And you can live the life of freedom. And freedom is a freedom free of anxiety, free of stress, free of sickness. And you can create that life. We have the power to do so if you align yourself with the right people. So I wish you all the very best. Austin, thank you so much. You've given me 2 hours in the last 2 weeks for our audiences to listen. And I look forward to having you back again sometime.
No, it's my pleasure, Janine. I just appreciate all the value that you give to me, to your audience, to everybody that you touch. And you do touch quite a few people. I've heard so many stories, and I'm just so grateful to have you as a friend. And I'll close my part off by saying that ever since I've found out about this company out of Luxembourg and the product that they produce with the A3 Spirulina Maxima, I've always said that you have no idea how good you could feel until you feel as good as you should feel. And that's what this does. So I'm really excited about this weekend in Dallas, and I'm really excited to lock arms with you and have you as a friend as well as a business partner.
Same here. And Austin, I want to ask you, if there's somebody listening that doesn't know where Luxembourg is, where is that?
That's in between Germany and France. So it's right down the street.
I heard some amazing stories about the pristine environment that this spirulina is grown in and the processes that just blew my mind. And I've been studying this for years, and I was really impressed. So I know I've been talking a lot about it tonight, but that's what I'm really the most excited about right now and was anxious to share it with everyone. So thank you so much for being our guest. Peter, we'll sign off until next week. And thank you, everybody, and good night.
Excellent information, so make sure you check her out. Go to JanineAvila.com, JanineAvila.com. And if you want to hear these again, if you can't find it on her website, you can always go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. And Austin, thanks for being here. Thanks for the extra special efforts, and we'll see everybody next week.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.